This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift, and we are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's back at the studio. Gordon's hanging out with us. And we're going to be hitting the road this Friday.
That's right, Allie, and you can join us. Friday at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia for a special broadcast of us, the morning shift, on Sports Radio 929 The Game. We'll be getting ready for the start of the weekend as we'll be enjoying a great McDonald's breakfast. That's Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. at the McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. I'm excited because I'm a big fan of the McGriddle, and I'm going to get me a bacon McGriddle. Probably to go because I like to eat like around like 10 every day. That's kind of fast. That's when I break my fast.
Yeah.
I'll have to get a McGriddle to go.
I don't know, man. Sitting there smelling the McDonald's all morning, I'm going to dig into a hash brown. I know it's going to happen. And the McDonald's coffee is my absolute favorite.
I'll be good unless they're like, you guys want anything?
Exactly. You can't say no. Because then they're not.
Where do the McDonald's french fries rank for you as far as the top three?
They're pretty high.
Almost
gotta be up there.
I almost did this as my top five list today. This was almost my top five list. And I think McDonald's and Wendy's are like neck and neck for the top spot.
Wendy's?
I love Wendy's fries as well. I think McDonald's and Wendy's both have great fries. Now, I also am a big fan of Arby's curly fries.
Those are very good with the Arby's sauce. Those are very good.
Just load some Arby's sauce on the wrapper of your Arby's sandwich.
I got to tell you, man, I would have been upset with you if you'd have taken French fries away from Allie. That's got to be one of her. That's got to be her top five list at some point.
Why can't I have French fries?
Well, you do steak stuff. You're the meat man.
Okay, so if I came in here and did a top five, like my favorite top five cuts of steak, would you have been like? Think
of if she would have walked in here and done top five cuts of steak.
Yeah. Well, it's different. I eat French fries. She doesn't eat steak.
That's more the point.
But I'm more of the expert when it comes to French fries. It's my favorite food in the entire world. That was my dinner Friday night. Two rounds of French fries.
I'm all about that life. It's good stuff.
So today we're on the road out here in Flowery Branch. It is a much anticipated day. The Tennessee Titans are here for Falcons training camp. I am noticing a lot more staff around super early today. It takes a village to handle two teams. So what can we expect? What is the format of a joint practice like this, Mike?
Well, it's interesting because what you'll have today, and I'm with you, I noticed a bunch of the usual signs that are for like to hold parking spots. Now I'll say Titans on front of them, like Titans video staff and things like that. It's always interesting, and there's a lot of planning that goes into this because what you'll have is, you know, they probably do completely different things during practice and in a completely different order. From my time, though, the host team is usually the one that sets the schedule, right? And that's why I think you'll probably have the teams on the field at about the same time. And usually you err on the side of, hey, we're going to run the host team schedule. Maybe they'll tinker with it. Maybe they'll flip it tomorrow. I don't know. But usually the way that we always did it was the host team schedule is the way you want it to be done. And you know, then obviously the coaches from the other staff will have the opportunity to kind of tinker with drills. We used to do, you know, we always used to do a drill where we'd pick up twist stunts from the defensive line. And a lot of teams will do that with the middle three linemen. And you'll slide a guard away from it and things like that. Well, some coaches don't do that. Some coaches only use two of the middle linemen. They use a center and a guard, and they'd run a twist stunt on that note. So I can distinctly remember Bill Belichick switching that around in the middle of a drill and wanting that to be done a lot differently. So it's just – it's kind of a flavor of the day in terms of the way coaches want things done.
That's actually what I wanted to ask you about Belichick, because I know you did a joint practice with the Patriots, but Belichick can't be the only one, but how many times did, like, a head coach step in like, no, we're not doing it this way, like – this, like, kind of the way, like, and how that went, because there's a hierarchy, right?
Yeah.
And if an assistant coach is running a drill that maybe Mike Smith wanted ran, and then Bill Belichick comes over, like, if Brian Van Gorder's running a drill and Bill Belichick comes over, those are two angry alphas that are about to just meet it, just get met, like, head to head. And how does that interaction work?
We made so much fun of Paul Boudreau, who was our offensive line coach at the time, that he tuck tail on Bill Belichick when Bill Belichick walked over and was like, here's how I want this drill done. Paul Boudreau was like, okay, sounds good. like later on we get in the meeting room and we're like, wow, Boo, you didn't really put up much of a fight when Belichick walked over here. Like, what was that all about? Like, he just basically saluted him and was like, all right, thanks. And he walked off. So now there's definitely a hierarchy and there's a conversation to be had. And don't think for 1 minute that it's not just like the players out here, to where there is a lot of back and forth between the coaches. There is a lot of pride on the line with some of these coaches. Like, no, this is why I believe this. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing this for 15 years. I like it done this way. And obviously, look, you want to get the most of the work. And that's why it's nice, honestly, that there's 2 days. Maybe the offensive line coach for the Tennessee Titans wants to do things a certain way, and he'll ask if he can do that tomorrow. You know, maybe they use a certain cadence or a silent count on their – you know, their half line drills, which we might see some half line today, which would be nice. That's always kind of a staple when it comes to the wide zone stuff. But it's going to be competitive, and, you know, they'll come together on how they want things done. And I'm sure there's been a game plan for a few days now. I'm sure they got on some kind of a conference call and kind of broke up the fields. And here's where you know, how much room do you need for this? How much room do you need for that? And essentially, you'll just have two practices going on simultaneously.
I think the question for me is who gets in a fight first with James Pierce? J.C. Latham, Dan Moore Jr.? I'm looking at the Titans tackles. Yeah. Like, because he's been going on that. I'm
trying to think. How old is J.C. Latham's in his second year? They probably played each other in college.
Yeah, Bama guy.
Bama guy.
You could see that, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could definitely see that going down. It's going to get chippy early. I'm just throwing that out. There's going to be a lot of energy because of the weather, too.
So last week there was a scrimmage. I think it was Wednesday they did a scrimmage. Will they do a scrimmage either of these days?
Well, they will. It'll look a little bit different. So from what I remember, and you, like I said, you have two teams, so you're going to have two practices going on at the same time. There will be maybe a couple of periods where both teams come together and do two-minute drill together and things like that. But otherwise, most of the drills, like you say, 7-on-7, there's going to be the Falcons offense on one field going against, you know, the Titans defense. And so you'll split field. I think maybe for one period, like I said, you'll come together for a team or a goal line or a, you know, a 2 minute drill, and everybody will come to the same field, but otherwise they'll save it for Friday.
I've done some investigating on this, and I can't give away everything that I was told, but the way I understand it, they're going to do, to Mike's point, is that basically what he said earlier is that it's going to be the home team's, like, practice. And I didn't get this part confirmed, but it just seems like to me that they are going to do like Mike's talking about, where it's like, hey, this was what we've been doing. And when they do those 11-on-11s like we saw yesterday, it'll be the Falcons 1 versus the Titans 1s. And then on the other field, it'll be the 2s versus the 2s. And that's the way to where it won't be a full scrimmage, but you're going to get a lot of 11-on-11. Ones versus ones work, and that's where they're going to be going at it. So that's what I would expect. But yeah, no full scrimmage from what I was told.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you come into these practices, Mike, is there a different excitement? Is there a different energy when you're walking
angst
on? Are you ready? Is everyone just going to be ready to go?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I think that there are levels of excitement, I think, for some players. You know, for me, I was never kind of at that level. I was always in a position battle. Not only that, but I played all the positions, so I was never really sure who I was going to go against. You know, there was going to be days where I was at left guard or right guard. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons that I ended up playing more tackle and tight end, and I guess that would have been 2012, I think that was the year that that I ended up playing more tight end, was because of the Dalton Georgia crossover practice with the Titans. We got out there and we had a rookie tackle slash guard named Andrew Jackson that we drafted out of Fresno. And I think something happened with Tyson Claybo that day where he had to exit practice, and it was like, okay, you know, Andrew, get in there, like you'd be the next guy up. And it wasn't good. Like, he was kind of a little bit overwhelmed. Derek Morgan was there, who was a draft pick from Georgia Tech maybe a couple years prior. He's a very, very good player.
He was a really good player at Tech, too.
Yeah, and so I got a chance to play right tackle that day because they were like, hey, you know, you're kind of next on the depth chart, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I had a really good day. I mean, I went out there and battled and had a really, really good day at right tackle. And so it was kind of like, you know, my chance to kind of move up the depth chart at one spot. I was already kind of up there at the guard spots, and I kind of moved up at the other spot. And, you know, that led to a little bit of the longevity and leash that I had that year. So, yeah, man, it's just there's always an opportunity. I would say angst was the best word for me because I wasn't sure what was going to happen on any given day. You didn't know who your matchup was going to be against, but and you want to show out. I mean, yeah, I was when we went to Houston and I knew I was going to match up with JJ a couple of times. That, you know, wasn't really excitement. I would be honest with you on that one, but you know, I ain't no B.
That's one of those where you just is that one of those where you're just trying to get through it without anything embarrassing happen?
I was, exactly right. And something did. I remember one time we ran a draw and I tried to like show pass so that he would kind of rush the edge. He didn't bite. He just literally just put his face mask in my chest and, you know, it didn't work out well. I think Anton Smith was the running back, but yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where you just you try to do what you do and get more work in, and he's obviously one of the best that's ever done it. So it's like, you know, you get beat, you're like, all right, that was JJ Watt. I mean, it is what it is. But.
I'm not trying to poke fun at, you know, anything, but I mean, that's, at the time you were going against him in that practice, he was the best edge in football. And it is like, I mean, I know we all have things in life where you go to, like last week when the first time I did pregame, right? It's a network show. I'm like, I just don't want to embarrass myself. That's right.
Like, no, I don't look. There's nobody that thinks less of themselves as a football player than I do, I promise. Like, I was not going out there thinking, oh, I can't wait to crush J.J. Watt, make a scene out here. No, it was
I'm
going to
work
those,
him, man.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where you know, it was fun. It's a cool memory to look back on. You got to take it for that and just battle your butt off, man. Just do as much as you can, and hopefully that you're prepared for the moment.
Well, there's a lot to anticipate for today's practice. If you are coming out here, you know, go ahead and bring your raincoat just in case, because the weather's a little unpredictable.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right, but Allie's on the safe side. I agree. You know, I didn't even mention this. It's the return of Calvin Ridley and Van Jefferson today.
Falcons legend Van Jefferson.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
But Calvin really caught like 30 touchdowns here. So, I mean, he was a good player during his time here.
It's definitely going to be interesting. But coming up next, that new AP poll is out, top 25. We'll go over that. What schools might be misplaced? We've got my Alley Mac drop as well. You're going to roll your eyes, what I want to alert you about. But I'm curious why we roll our eyes at this. That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio 92.9.
The Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.